The Flying G by Charles Rammelkamp. My career was a constant battle with the Catholic Church. In Montreal, when I headlined at the Gaiety Theatre, the Quebec Catholic clergy condemned my act. "The theatre is made to stink with the foul odor of sexual frenzy," the sanctimonious prudes declared with horror. Then the Public Morality Committee got in on the act. The police arrested me, charging me with immoral, obscene, and indecent behavior. I was acquitted, but they shut down the Gaiety. In Hollywood, performing at Ciro's under the name The Anatomic Bomb, I was arrested when a customer complained I was lewd and lascivious, but I insisted to the jury my act was refined and elegant, describing the discretion with which I shed my clothes, a bra under the one I removed, slipping into a negligee, stepping into the bubble bath. The jury deliberated for over an hour, then acquitted me. Mine was actually a class act. I never showed pubic hair the way Rose LaRose did. The name Lily St. Cyr was as respectable as Gypsy Rose Lee and Anne Corio. My acts, the wolf woman in a Persian harem, jungle goddess among them, all tasteful, the audience is enthusiastic. But my signature act was The Flying G. At the end of my dance, a stagehand would pull a fishing line attached to my G-string. It flew up into the balcony as the lights went out.